Luna enters Aries, and you get 3 wishes today. Welcome to episode 64 of the 3rd season of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Pisces and Luna sextiles Capricorn Pluto in that odd stellium with Jupiter and Saturn, and their quintile to Aries Chiron, and an unusual combo of quincunx and biquintile to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 1:17 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is one of those weird Twilight Zone moments, almost a gap in space and time, when it's possible to make a wish and have it come true. Just be very, very careful what you wish for. It's not necessarily the monkey's paw we're dealing with. Still, wishing, as evidenced by this moment of the zeitgeist, is a very serious matter, and its fulfillment is likely to be a double-edged sword. Scorpio Mercury in his/her quincunxes to Aries Mars and the Dragon's Head exactly trines Piscean Neptune in his square to the Dragon's Head at 4:40 a.m. Wow, that didn't take very long. Expect to have your wish granted, and chances are you're going to be pleased. Luna sextiles Jupiter at 4:47 a.m. My goodness, we all get another wish. Hey, the same caveats still apply. Although this time around, there's slightly less pressure. It's still a serious matter, so just be sure to include a hefty dose of generosity in your wishing. And no, you don't have to save the world, especially since you can't. You might look out for your neighbor, though. Luna biquintiles Scorpio Venus in her quincunx to Chiron at 10:10 a.m. This time it takes a little longer for the wish fulfillment business, although the outcome is correspondingly more delightful. It's also hugely just. So, knowing that, heads up on the wishing part, okay? Luna sextiles Saturn at 10:44 a.m. and goes void, of course, for 4 hours and 21 minutes. So I suppose I should have known 3 wishes, and this is the last one. The only thing I can say here is that this one is likely to be permanent. Wish accordingly. Luna enters Aries at 3:05 p.m. and trines Sagittarian Sol in his trine to Chiron at 9:13 p.m. Consider this moment to be a sort of Evel Knievel fulfillment of your wishing, without the broken bones, I should hope. There's a definite thrill involved, and not just a little touch of danger. Expect to feel like the rush was completely worthwhile. Luna reaches a quincunx to Venus at 11:36 p.m. Expect just a little backlash of guilt. Hey, wishing is a tough challenge, and you made a nice job of it today. Nobody's perfect, and who would ever wish to be? Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao. A tutti.